This is Senator Bob Dole. As the race to 1988 picks up speed, ranchers and farmers climb on board the Dole bandwagon. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last week my campaign introduced what promises to be the largest coalition of ranchers and farmers ever put together for a presidential candidate. It's called Ranchers and Farmers for Dole, or RFD. It includes former U.S. agricultural secretaries, House and Senate members, and top farm leaders from across the country, and they're going to bring in 10,000 volunteers. Let's face it, rural America is the backbone of this nation, and I intend to make certain it gets the attention it deserves in the ongoing presidential debate. I have served on the agriculture committees for 27 years, and I have the honor of representing the greatest wheat-producing land on earth. And judging by the success of RFD, rural Americans want us to keep on fighting for them.
Bob, as you know, I'm supporting Governor Mike Dukakis of Massachusetts for president, so I hope you'll pardon me if I suggest that RFD could just as easily stand for something else, rural America for Dukakis. Frankly, Bob, you've got a hard row to hoe if you expect to cultivate the farm vote and convince rural America that you and your Republican farm policies are not responsible for the hard times in the heartland that have put American agriculture through the wringer in the past 6 years. After all, Bob, it's not every day that a candidate for president gets to run on a record that includes a deep depression. As I recall, Herbert Hoover tried that idea in 1932, and things didn't work out too well for him. So good luck with RFD, Bob, but my money's on a different candidate with a better record and who offers a greater hope to American farmers.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on protecting the elderly against catastrophic illness. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.